The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins and Ron McDonald at the mic. Ron, do you want to go ahead and finish up that thought?
Yeah, I would just say that in accordance with that little maxim, if you want to say, it says keep your friends close, but keep your enemies even closer to know what they're doing. I think that's, you know, there's got to be a rhyme and reason why Donald Trump is not dismissing Comey in this. There has to be a reason. He does not. He's a very strategic man. He actually thinks out everything he's going to do, and you don't know until he's done it, basically. So I say there's a reason why he's not firing Comey.
Well, you realize if James Comey was on The Apprentice, he would have been fired by now. So.
Oh yes, but he had no followers on The Apprentice.
We've got a call, Mike in Colorado. Sorry about waiting so long. You're on the line. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good. Hey, good substitution, Steve. And hey, Ron, I called in because you were asking about stories about trying to convince liberals of rationality or whatever. I helped
yes.
a sheriff's candidate run in Jefferson County, Colorado, very conservative sheriff running against an establishment conservative sheriff, and when we got to the caucus, the day we were supposed to go, it was supposed to be alphabetical for introductions. Well, they usurped the alphabet and put the guy they wanted up first, and then we went last. So I guess my point of telling you that is I don't think it's that we have all these crazy liberals. I think we have communist established institutions, just like Prop 8, to where it doesn't matter if you give them rationality or if you even are in the majority, the establishment is going to continue doing what it's doing, which is also why I think Comey has not been let go.
Yeah, it does. Do you think James Comey will be let go in the future here? You think that's going to happen?
Not unless they have concrete evidence that he knew things that he didn't tell the truth about. But it's just as far as a procedural practice now.
Mm-hmm. Ron, what do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, it's who knows? Who honestly knows? I just have my thoughts on it, and I'm a strategist when it comes to law and that. But I would say, my gut reaction is I don't let someone that I think is a leader in a movement against me, I don't attack that person. I get my moles in there and let them feel around and see what they can gather up as information against that person and everyone involved in it. That's what I think Donald Trump might be doing.
Well, so let me ask you guys a question. Given that the alleged Muslim ban and all of these Fourth Estate administrative rules that he's trying to put forward are being blocked by courts and blocked by, you know, well, basically the courts, and we still have troops going into places where they shouldn't be, do you guys honestly think he's got the reins of this, or is he figuring out what Kennedy didn't want to admit?
Ron, you want to go ahead and take that one first?
Yeah, I think he's waiting to get his man into the Supreme Court where he can have these cases thrown out because he has the authority to control immigration into this country. Although the lower courts, what was it, Oregon and some other state, decided that he didn't have that power. Well, they don't have a right to rule on the law in that respect. So I think he's waiting just for that man to get into, what's his name,
Gorsuch.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
I hope you're right, Ron. I know you're so optimistic. I'm getting more pessimistic every day that goes by, which is really sad.
It is kind of depressing, isn't it? It is.
You know, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you. Yeah, I want to address that when he talked about the Muslim ban on the seven countries. Again, the media keeps throwing this word, it's a Muslim ban. It is a ban on anybody coming from those seven listed countries that have been listed as possible terrorist nations. It's not a Muslim ban, but the media continues to ride that wording, Muslim ban. It is not a Muslim ban. Ron?
Yeah.
You there?
Well,
okay.
I agree. You know, it's, well, when you're an opponent and trying to attack below the belt, you're going to call it anything that gains benefit to your side, you know, and prejudice the other side. So, you know, this is all just a game that's been played against Donald Trump. He certainly makes sense to me, and I'm a conservative. I'm a strict conservative with the Constitution. And I know he makes a lot of sense to a lot of people out there, the people that voted for him. So, it's like, do you remember the old saying, throw enough mud against the wall, some of it's going to stick? That's right. What they're hoping for.
Exactly. No, I agree. It makes perfect sense to me if you're being attacked by certain people in a certain country. The ban might be on that country. It's not on the Muslim people or the Muslim faith itself. And I get so tired when I hear mainstream media keep pushing that it's a Muslim ban. It's not. It's not at all. And we have a caller on the line from Michigan. It's Laura. You're on the line. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was going to talk to you about your neighbor that was talking to you. First of all, she used the phrase, right out of Saul Alinsky, by any means necessary, or the end justifies the means. When they say that, you know, they're Saul Alinsky people.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like I said, that was my last neighbor on the block here. Ron, you have to stick around because you're my only true friend anymore.
Also, I was going to say, there's a wonderful movie out, and surprisingly, it's by the Catholic channel, ETWN. Usually people don't like the stuff from Catholics. It was very honest about Saul Alinsky, and they even told how the Catholic Church got sucked into Alinsky thinking. So it's called A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing.
I'll check that out.
And I really recommend it. It really explains his whole theory. And the other thing I was going to mention, you talked about gay marriage. My argument on that always is gay people cannot consummate a marriage. When you read the legal definition of marriage, it must be consummated. So two men, two women cannot consummate a marriage. And that's the best argument I think there is.
I think you're on point, Laura. That's right on point.
I think you are too. I'd love to see that point made in a court of law because that is true. Thank you, Laura, for your call. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I used it in front of a bunch of gay people. Our county was going to vote on marriages between a man and a woman, and they bust in all these gay people. So when I got up to talk, I said that very thing. They cannot consummate a marriage. It's a moot point. They can't do it. That's it, you know? And, oh, they were mad.
I would only add,
I would get out of there.
Laura, I would only add, no matter how hard they try, they can't consummate a marriage.
Exactly. And I don't know why more people don't bring that up and use that. Like that clerk in Kentucky, that's all she had to say. I can't give you this marriage license. You can't consummate. That's it. You're done.
Well, I remember John Stadmiller did that one time analogy of that you put him on a boat on an island and the population dies. You know, so it's not natural. It's not supposed to be. You can't consummate it to create another person. So therefore, it's not a marriage. It's not a marriage. And I agree with you, Laura. Thank you very much for that point. Very good.
See, I don't think it is as much about marriage as compelling others to change their values for a certain group. And it's done all the time. It doesn't matter what the group is, but it's compelling those who have their own values to disassociate from those values.
Hey, Ron, let me throw at the website here, republicbroadcasting.org. We're doing a pledge drive here at RBN, and you can call in pledges. Either you can do it online there with republicbroadcasting.org, or you can call them in at 1-800-724-2719, extension 3, or the mailing address, Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Anything you can give will help. We appreciate it.
And I would add that even though it's PayPal, you can use your own Visa and credit card, MasterCard or whatever, to make the donation too.
Very good. Another caller on the line. We've got Wayne from Texas. What's on your mind? Wayne, are you out there?
Yeah, hi, guys. Good show as usual.
Thank you.
I had a couple things I wanted to basically run by Ron, and Steve, you can pipe in too if you'd like to. But, Ron, we have a little group, and we study some legal issues. And my personal opinion is that almost every problem this country has is caused by a lawyer, an ex-lawyer, which is a judge, or a group of ex-lawyers, which are legislatures and, you know, all the codes and rules and regulations they pass. And when you look at these lawyers and attorneys, you know, the thing we've come to find out is, you know, they all work for a private corporation called the Bar Association. As far as we know, they don't have to be professionally licensed like a doctor or electrician or someone like that. They're supposed to take an oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution, which is basically positive law, but they incessantly violate that oath by using color of law statutes and codes to violate the rights of people, you know, up and down the highway. And I'm just kind of wondering, you know, with that in mind, what is your basic approach if, say, a lawyer tried to send you a letter, a notice of a lawsuit or something? I'm just kind of curious how you treat that kind of paperwork. And I also have a follow-up also.
Well, you know, in California, and I can only go by the laws of California, and this is my opinion only, is first of all, I know he hasn't taken a proper oath, and secondly, under business and professions code, he's supposed to have his oath on the back of his license. Well, there is no license here in the state of California, therefore, there's no oath on the back of it. So he's failed the duties before he enters the office of attorneyship or attorney. So that's the first thing I would attack on, I have so many things in California that would replicate in other states also.
Ron, let me ask you a question on that. Now, when they pass the bar, I assume they take an oath like in the military, raise your hand up, promise to, you know, abide by the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. What is the pledge that an attorney actually takes when he passes the bar?
Under Article 20, Section 3 of the California Constitution, they're supposed to take the entire oath because he can't affect the public at large. He holds a portion of the sovereignty when he manipulates the law of the state. So he's supposed to take that entire oath. He's not an employee. An employee would only have to take that first paragraph of the oath, and that's what separates them. And one employee holds no sovereignty of the state of California, can't move to destroy the Republic of California or anything like that. So he's supposed to take that oath. I've seen no evidence of any attorney ever taking an oath of office in the state of California, and more likely not in any other state.
So basically, when they're trying to make a move on you with some sort of paperwork, it all becomes, since they don't have any real backing behind them as far as their standing or authority, then they're just trying to contract with you based on whatever paperwork they're sending you, aren't they, Ron?
Yeah, and you know, you would have to check the oath of your state and check the business and professions codes of your state to find out where the attorney ability to become a member of the state bar is and what he has to do to acquire that position. That would lead you to work. And the point is, Wayne, is that the law is the law. No one's above the law. If it says he must take the oath of office and have that oath on the back of his license, no one, not even the state bar, can overrule that. That's not the state bar's opinion. It's not their jurisdiction. So, and we've allowed our servants to get away with this. And I agree with you. The lawyers are the ones that write the laws. They put us in these restraints. They've destroyed this country.
So right. But when you say you don't have they don't have a license, what oath on the back of what license are you talking about? The bar card?
No, in order, attorneyship is just like any other licensed area of arts. Like a doctor must have a license, a contractor, you name it, plumber has to have a license, you know, to go out and bid jobs and do things like that. Well, an attorney's just like the rest of us. He must have a license before he can enter the duties of being a, if you want to say in England, a barrister or what have you. He has to have credentials. Being a member of the state bar, the state bar is a public corporation, but it has nothing to do with the state of California. He's a member of that public corporation. He could leave that membership anytime he wishes. That does not grant him the right to avoid doing a proper oath of office to enter the duties of being a practicing attorney.
So, and again, I don't want to, you know, that's fantastic information. I will be sure to look into that. But along the same lines, you know, a lot of these attorneys and their so-called false credentials they have, I got to believe they are advising a lot of these public officials who are breaking federal law by creating sanctuary cities. Number one, I think it's Title 8, Section 1324, to aid and abet an illegal alien is a crime punishable by fine and imprisonment. And number two, they're violating their oath of office, and they're breaching the public trust. I think it's 63C, Amateur Second. And there's a lot of good information on there on the fiduciary responsibility of all public officials, which people should look into. And same thing, do you feel like this, what's the unseen hand at work with these public officials other than the fact that I think they're all getting paid off by somebody?
Yeah. Well, what's not revealed is that, and it's not revealed to the public, they're all in commercial law. When you're in commercial law, there's no limit to the laws that are passed in the country. When you're in common law, the laws must be founded upon the fundamental principles of the edict or command known as the supreme law of the land, your constitution. So what we're experiencing is a anything goes commercial society, providing it makes money, providing it can be taxed. See, this is where we are. This is where we ended up. This is why we have a currency that's a commercial note. It's not a valid form of money. It's merely a currency.
Right. Ron, let me ask you a question on this. Since you mentioned the oath and that the oath is not on the back of their card, and basically from ground level there, they're not really having the authority to have jurisdiction on what they're talking about. Now, let's take that to the Supreme Court itself. There must be something, an oath that they've taken to give them the power that they have today. True? Or not?
Yeah, that is true. They have a smaller oath. It's only a one-paragraph oath as to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America and just something more. And you'll see the president took that. Even Obama took it, but he had to take it twice because the head of the jurist of the Supreme Court failed to state one word in that oath, so he had to retake it the following day. So that's how important an oath is. Yeah.
So, Ron, to go back to your point about the commercial system we're in, though, are you saying the fact that we're in that system, that that system triumphs federal law, this Amateur Second about the fiduciary trust of public officials endangering public life by having illegals run around? Are you saying that law and its standard?
No, I'm not saying that, because those are your civil procedures that protect you. Those are the things you can come back at them in the commercial law. See, the civil procedures are commercial vehicles. They're things that you use as tools to combat any officer within that federal jurisdiction. So that's where you go. It's same as a Title 42, Section 1983, which is a civil rights violation. For example, Wayne, that it was a civil rights violation, that attorney came up against you and he failed to take the proper oath and have a license also, and the court ruled in his favor. Would you say that violated your civil rights?
Absolutely. I think that's fraud, too.
Yeah, it is. It is. So you would attack them in the civil, the Title 42 jurisdiction. Any laws, any person who, under color of statute, deprives a United States citizen of a right is subject to suit. That's including a judge.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you, Wayne,
for
that call.
Much.
Thank you. Back in three.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
In your eyes, the light, the heat,
your eyes,
I am complete,
your eyes,
see the doorway,
your eyes,
the thousand churches,
your eyes,
the resolution,
your eyes,
of all the fruitless souls,
your eyes,
oh, I see the light and the heat.
This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins and Ron McDonald at the mic. We've got a couple more calls here. Ron, I'd like to bring them on real quick here.
I just want to make sure that people understand I give my opinion. I'm not giving legal professional advice. I'm giving an opinion when I do that because it's up to the individual to research anything that he learns from anything I say.
Well taken. Well taken, Ron. We have Jim in Missouri. Jim, you're on the line. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Sound good. What's going on?
Well, I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but this just came out. Apparently, it came out last night. It was on the Jeff Rentz show. I don't know if you're familiar with Josh Tolley. Does that ring a bell? He's got his own... Real media show?
No, not to me.
No, not to
me. Well, anyway, he is interviewing a lady here in Missouri. She either worked for an administrative agency, a state administrative agency, or a charity, and she was involved with the refugees coming in. And she basically She finally walked away from it because what she saw was going on, but they're allowing these refugees to come in most of the time. Well, there is no vetting going on as to who they are and their health conditions, and so they're coming in. They bring them in late at night so that the public doesn't see them. And while they're at the airport, they take them to a room, and immediately they sign them up for a Social Security number, and they
they give them a driver's license.
They're issuing them passports.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And on top of that, they are encouraging these people to, well, a lot of times there's not an interpreter there. So a lot of these people, they don't even have a name because nobody knows their name. and so they're just making stuff up. And on top of that, what they're doing is they're encouraging these so-called refugees to admit that they've been sick, and they immediately sign them up for Social Security disability.
Well, I'll tell you what, I read that a couple weeks ago.
This interview, yeah, it apparently just happened here. And Josh is interviewing this lady in the Missouri State Capitol building. And I didn't know if you knew about it, but it's so far it's still up on YouTube. And the YouTube is called Diseased Refugees Obtaining Social Security and SSN and Passport.
Yeah.
It's
Jim,
about an hour
I can actually...
long, but I...
Yeah, Jim, I can actually address that issue because I've been working with alongside Eagle Forum out here in North California, and I have been to these Sanctuary City Council Board meetings and the vote, and Ron and I have talked about this before off air, and you're right. You're absolutely right. They are bringing them in on busloads. They try to put them in little small rural areas that they won't be noticed so much. There's an area probably 10 miles from where I live right now that I suspected they were going to start bringing them there. They're building cheap houses right now, and they're trying to put them in these little areas so they won't be noticed so easily. And you're right. They got them on the government dole. They're working the system. And I hope this comes to an abrupt halt. I hope that Donald Trump is stopping this. But what I did find out about this whole refugee thing in the middle of the night was many of the churches – the Catholic Church was behind the big push to bring him into Santa Rosa, California. And once they were addressed, the higher-ups of the Catholic Church, by Orlene Coley, who's the state president of Eagle Forum, once she addressed this with them, they backed off.
Well, so, and here's another thing before the break. They're actually paying these charities $2,500 per person to bring in.
Hey, thank you very much there. Appreciate it, Jim. Back in three.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins at the mic. Ron McDonald on the other end. Ron, any other thing you want to throw in there at the very end, towards the end?
No, nothing I could think of. I think it pretty well covered it.
You know, like I said, I had a little experience with that refugee thing coming in the middle of the night. And I actually went to two meetings. I went to the Board of Supervisors meeting in Santa Rosa, and then cross town to the city capitol, the city county building. And I'll have to admit that it was probably 50-50 at the first one, the Board of Supervisors. In the city hall meeting, I was outnumbered greatly, to a point where the person I went with to speak on to stop this, and basically all I was going to say, as I said the first time, was to follow the rule of law.
And that's what I expected from the supervisors, to follow the rule of law, and that this shouldn't even be a consideration, the sanctuary city. I bailed on the second meeting. It was so hostile, volatile, the threat there of safety issues. I finally turned to my friend and I said, James, we're out of here. I'm out of here. I'm not going to risk my life and be followed out to my car. And I mean, like I said before, how far won't they go? I mean, to the extremes. Yeah. We didn't do this. When Barack Obama won the election the second time, I didn't see any Republicans or independents out in the street making trouble, vandalizing, attacking people. We're a better crowd. I don't know if that's the situation or we just accept what has happened and we try to do the best what we can. And this other group here, the liberals, I was talking about the diehards, the crybabies, the whiners, whatever you want to call them, the extremes that they'll go to get their way and using violence. I'm all for debate. I'm all for talking about the issues. That's the way civilized people carry on. But what's happening now is we're seeing a breakdown in that. And it's kind of scary. It's kind of scary to see this.
Well, you know, I think the difference is, I think most of the conservatives have a moral rule they go by, you know. And I don't see that in the liberals. It's like, you do what I tell you to do or I'm going to beat you, you know, that sort of thing. So I think that's the difference between us and them. And I hate to say that because we're supposed to be one population, and yet we have a division that's so – the spasm is so great, I don't think there's ever going to be a joining of it. It's got to be an annihilation of it.
Right. So what you're basically saying is a moral compass is missing on one end.
Yes. Yeah. Would you agree or –
I totally agree. I like to talk about the issues and debate the issues. And like I said, with my little encounter with my neighbor, I was talking to a wall, you know. She, for some reason, I think one of the other callers earlier on, it was Laura, had mentioned the term that the ends justify the means. And I started to believe that's actually the scenario, the situation I had here. Was I could tell her anything. I could have told her, you know, shown her the proof. I told her the proof, and I didn't exaggerate. I was telling the truth, and it didn't matter. It didn't matter to her. Donald Trump was evil. He's a liar, and that's what she'd been coached to say. And she just was repeating what mainstream media had told her. This wasn't her own analysis. This wasn't her own breaking down the situation and for herself looking at all the information. This was her being scripted mainstream media dialogue is all it was. And that's how you know when you're going to lose. Don't even try attempt to change a liberal mind when they talk verbatim of what mainstream media says. When they go that script, forget it. Just walk away. It's going to go nowhere positive. So let it go there. We have another caller on the line, Glenn in Philadelphia. You're on the National Intel Report. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. You were talking earlier about legal oaths and the licensures and stuff like that. And just to illustrate how murky this realm is, letters BAR in the term Bar Association stand for British Accredited Registry. And I've spoken with lawyers who are unaware of this. And I'm kind of curious as to how, since we had to fight the British for liberty in 1776, and again in 1812 when they reattacked, and then they tried to meddle again in our Civil War in the 1860s, to the point that the Russians had to station their naval vessels off our coast to ward them off, how, after all of this struggling to free ourselves from things British, did we end up with organizations called British Accredited Registry Associations for lawyers? You know, and it's when you start looking into this connection to British government and the crown and stuff like that, relative to all this, is rather murky. You know, it's not at all murky up in Canada. It's quite clear. They're a vassal state of Britain. If you go toward the capital in Victoria, British Columbia at one time, and I was like, what are all these pictures of these British royals doing in here? Well, quite simply, they report to the Queen. And, you know, so the question is, instead of this disturbing little vestige of the British accredited registry, why don't we have American accredited registry for juris doctors to become licensed and practicing attorneys of law, at law?
Excellent point, Ron.
Yeah, well, you know, I actually have not seen any evidence of that, although I've heard it for the last 30 years. I've no doubt it's probably true, because we do get the majorities of our laws from England, and I have no doubt that England is, you know, let's say after the Revolutionary War, do you think England just sat tight and did nothing, or did it start controlling our commerce? And that's what it did. So we were kind of subject again to England even after the Revolutionary War. So how far does that go? Jeez, just think, right. You know, imagine.
Yeah, they weren't that easily daunted. They burned the White House in the War of 1812.
That's right.
And, you know, so, yeah, I can understand having historical values connections to British common law, but then that should be employed in, you know, the restructuring of a unique and independent American system, not one that still has the word British and British accredited registry. And to further complicate matters relative to oaths and everything, for devout Christians, or, you know, Christians who would all take the Bible seriously, Jesus very explicitly said not to swear oaths. Let your yes be yes and your no be no, and all else comes of evil. So that makes the practice of swearing on a Bible an exercise in self-contradiction.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, he says either go to the right or to the left, because if you're in the middle, I shall spit you from my mouth. Something of that sort.
Well, yeah, that's a spiritual, but yeah, it's just don't swear by heaven because it's God's throne. Don't swear by earth because it's footstool. You know, mm-hmm. Don't swear. Just speak your truth. You know, let your word be your word. And the point is, and this idea of swearing people into to witness in a court of law, a liar will perjure himself and continue to lie, and an honest person doesn't need an oath. So I say, instead of having people take an oath before they give testimony in court, rather than asking them to swear an oath, simply they should simply be instructed from the bench that, you know, and ask the question, do you understand that if you lie out on the street, that you know, you may be immune from prosecution, but if you lie in here and are caught, you will be punished under the laws of perjury. Do you understand this? Yes, sir, or yes, Your Honor, I understand. You know, because you simply charge them and let them know that, you know, I don't need you to swear an oath because you could be lying. Okay, but if you lie in here and or caught, you will go to jail. And did you understand that? Yes, that's all they need to do.
Well, the founders actually took that oath very seriously, because that's how they could get a man on perjury or impeach him from his office and things of that nature.
Right. Well, yeah, that's I'm making the distinction between the civil use of the swearing of oath and, like, theoretically, a Christian shouldn't, if he's attempting to adhere to the Bible, shouldn't take any oath, you know. And it's a bit, and it's, again, it's a bit of an exercise in self-deception in if you think that oaths actually bind people, because the perjurer will swear and then lie, will swear the oath and then lie. Gee, it's not like we don't see that all the time, you know.
Yeah.
So the honest man needs no oath, and the perjurer will break his oath. So it's simply let them know, okay, fine, if we catch you, you're going down. Anyway, thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you, Glenn. Hey, Ron, I have a little question for you. It's kind of one of those brain teasers. How do you swear in an atheist in court to testify?
Well, you give him an affirmation, and that's, he doesn't have to swear under God. He swears by affirmation. Yes, I will tell the truth.
I've never seen that. I've always wondered that. I've never ever seen anybody ever say I'm an atheist and try to be sworn in. So I was kind of curious, and I thought I'd throw that your way. And
well, let me ask you a question. When you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, can you be an expert on knowing what the whole truth is? How can you say you have a grip on what the entire truth is? There's so many colors to truth.
That's true. Very true. All depends on the definition of is.
Yes. Right. Yes, Clinton.
Hey, it worked one time, right?
Yes, it did.
It sure did. Redefining what is. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
God.
Amazing. You know, I'm not a big movie buff, but I do remember seeing a movie with Will Ferrell and Zach Ganafalis. Did you ever see the movie called The Campaign?
No, I didn't.
Well, there was one line that was just said over and over again. And it basically tells the story of what's going on in Washington and how our politicians don't have a clue what's going on. But they kept using the phrase, it's a mess out there. So, and I agree, it is a mess. Draining the swamp's going to take a lot of time, Ron.
Yeah, and, it will.
It's going to take hopefully, a lot of time.
Yeah, hopefully not the entire 4 years. So.
Well, I would hope.
I think the man's pretty intelligent. I think he has strategies afoot. So, and he knows he's not going to tell you that I'm coming after you before he actually comes after you.
Yeah, yeah.
And has you hauled in.
Yeah.
He's a brilliant man.
Well, I think he needs to treat the situation, the presidency, pretty much like he would a business entity, and not tolerate, you know, unloyalty and disloyalty. Fire him if you get him out of there, and build a cabinet of smart people, intelligent people to problem solve and fix problems. There are so many things I would like to see, and you know, definitely stop the nation building. We have to stop going into other countries and overthrowing their governments and installing puppet governments. That has to stop. The whole nation building thing has to stop. And actually, I thought about the whole healthcare issue because I'm in healthcare, and that what a disaster Obamacare was. That I'm not pro for beefing up the military any more than it's already been. I would actually do just quite the opposite. I would actually probably cut the budget in half. Because I don't think we're supposedly not safer at $1 trillion than we are at half the amount. So if you keep that principle in mind, take that other half, $500 billion that you'd save every year and put that into some strategy to try to build some kind of health network where the people would benefit from.
Yeah. See, that's the big issue. If your assets are less than your liability, you're in bankruptcy. We don't have $20 trillion in assets in this country. So we're in bankruptcy, and we're at the fickleness of the trustees over the bankruptcy. So that's where it is. And another question. Did you say your last name on the show?
Yes, Steve Elkins.
Okay.
I did this.
Terrific.
Time. So, you know, you and I talked before about this, and so we can't return back to the gold standard because there's probably not enough gold, correct?
That's correct. That is correct.
What could we base our currency on of value to hold stability to our
currency? Well, the IRS bases it on the labor of the individual. So if we were to produce U.S. notes again and base it on the labor of the individuals, I could see this country bouncing back very quickly.
Sounds we'd logical.
We'd have to get rid of the Federal Reserve and claim that the currency they've been printing up is null and void for lack of sufficient commodity to support that Federal Reserve note.
Right. So, will there be an audit of the Federal Reserve, Ron?
I don't think it really matters. I think the 14th Amendment actually says you can't audit the Federal Reserve. You can't question the debt, and the debt belongs to the Federal Reserve. Am I correct?
I believe so. But you know what's never really discussed, Ron, is called odious debt. And I don't know if you've talked with John about that, but that's debt that's incurred that actually doesn't benefit the people. And really, the people are not liable to pay those debts, the odious debts. The debts that we are to pay are to benefit the people. The roads, the libraries, the schools, even the national defense. But outside of that, there is a lot of violation going on right now with odious debt being passed off to the people.
Yeah, and that's a true statement, because originally when there was a tax, even at the wharfs by the United States, that was to benefit the people. That tax is taken to benefit the people, not foreign governments, foreign areas. So, yeah, we've made a misdirection here someplace.
Correct. You know, I believe in helping our people first before I reach out to help other people in other countries. And that's not being a selfish thing. That's a self-preservation thing, that we need to take care of America first. And I truly hope that Donald J. Trump, President Trump, stands by those statements that he said America first. I truly hope he stands by that.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not totally against immigration. I feel my heart breaks for those people who have settled here and been here for decades. But the truth is if you break the law when you come in here, we're all subject to it. So you have to go back. I mean, that's just the way the law is written.
Yeah. Well, I think you and I agreed that the solution to this problem wasn't really mass deportation rounding people up. It was simply following the rule of law. And actually, I think there was a $10,000 fine for violations of hiring illegal aliens. We'll be right back. This is the National Intel Report. Back in 3 minutes.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins and Ron McDonald at the mic. But we're going to get one last call in here. Scott from Arizona, you're on. What's on your mind?
Hi. I called about the money.
Yes, go ahead.
Gold,
silver, it represents labor because you have to mine it, smelt it, coin it. But as far as not being enough, there's silver and copper also in that equation. We got a lot of copper here in Arizona.
That's true.
So the value of gold would be Congress.
Right.
Enough.
I think it has a lot.
Great value.
Scott, I think it has a lot to do with what the people would accept for money. They would accept silver. I don't know if they'd accept copper. And there is laws on the books that so many coins are, there's a limit on so many coins in the payment of debt. It's in the federal law.
100% deposit, then. If they're going to
print
money, it has to be 100% species on deposit at money. If you print a dollar bill, you've got to worth over in that bank.
Yeah,
now
that's way.
Now it's what, 2%?
Yeah, but see, that's the way it was.
100% species.
Yeah. What happened is France basically stole our gold, putting us off the gold standard. And the reason they put us off the gold standard is because the United States started printing up gold certificates without any backing on them for the first time. And that's what that's changed the whole of society. We started inflation, deflation because of that.
Yeah, the fiat money system.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you got to have some intrinsic material there to show value of money, which has traditionally been gold, silver, copper. You know, they used to have fractional money, you know, a tenth of a penny and stuff also.
Yeah.
So the value, it's the value of whatever Congress puts on it.
That's true.
Law.
That's true. Yeah, I agree. Hey, thank you very
point.
Much for your
Thanks.
Call, Scott. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. You know, Ron, I don't know if you've noticed, but I do. We have some pretty smart, intelligent listening audience. We really do.
I'm always amazed at the callers in. I mean, they are. They're briefed on what's happening in society, everything, and they ask logical questions.
Yeah, they really do. I just hope they don't, you know, keep that wisdom to themselves. That I hope they share it with others, but I was kind of surprised on the definition of bar. I did not know the British on that. I did not know. That's new for me. So I just want to mention that. I'll give one last shout out here for the RBN donations. We're doing a pledge drive here at RBN. So you can make your donations at 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can send your check to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, and we appreciate what you can send. RBN is doing a great job of educating the listening audience. I'm thankful for them, and they've wised me up, I guess, since I started listening a couple years ago, and I pretty much have ditched mainstream media. It's gone. So, Ron, any solutions to my my neighbor issue?
Yes, send her a card. Well, maybe you shouldn't. So, hey, I just want to say you did an excellent job.
Thank you very much, Ron. I appreciate you being on board today. To the listeners, health, happiness, and safe travels. We'll see you again tomorrow, same time. James Kelso's up next with the Trump phenomenon. Good night.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.